Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Écoutez, à midi.
Quelle heure est-il?
Il est midi.
C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a à manger? Écoutez.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Konnichiwa, bitches. 9:01 p.m. We are doing it like we always do. Wednesdays. Chairman Lafamar, Jovi P. Midwizzy. I'm Say James. 914-219-0866 is the number to dial.
Get with it.
To get in on the fuckery that's going to take place for the next hour and a half. But educated within its own right. There's a lot of unpacking to do this evening. I'm pretty sure we're up to the task. And, you know, it's going to be a good mix of fire playlists, grinding, taps in the back, whatever Jovi normally does with the grinder at the time. You know, the usual background noise and shit. You know what I mean? The soundtrack.
I'm using my decorum today. I have to get ready for when we ultimately go visual pause. So I'm trying to practice good habits.
Oh, look at this. Look at this. The sun shines on a dog ass someday, don't it, huh?
He's got a tooth.
Broke clock.
All right. I ain't mad at it. Well, yeah, so, you know, about that, you know, we're working on that. We ain't going to talk about it too much until the formula is finished, but we're excited about what's the line in the future, Chairman Live from Mars. And I feel like, you know, it's going to pick up steam maybe because now that they actually have, like, a rover on Mars, so they say, you know what I mean, that language should get picked up a little bit more, too. So, you know, it's good for it's a good setup. It's a good springboard. And might I tell you, that there is a new, I don't know if it's new on the market or whatever, some shit called peanut butter mint. And I approve this message.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure you have. You're in the circuit, so I'm pretty sure you have. If you come across it, by all means, well worth it.
Duly noted.
Well worth it. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to eventually take a break and get into this conversation. The Tiger single car crashes raise eyebrows to me sometimes. You know, we want to look at this as a half, you know, glass half full situation that he didn't, you know, die from this, you know, incident. But I don't know, single car crashes always make me
Cars with black boxes make me nervous. I want to know why that car had a black box in it, but we'll get to that.
it's news to me. That Bobby Shmurda home, and you know, I guess in the age of snitches and public informants, I guess the dude that does stand tall, you know what I mean, to protect his honor and his team or whatever like that. I guess that should be celebrated in this culture that we've adopted. you know, as a people. You know, but is niggas really, like, you know, happy that he's home just because of what he went through, or is niggas acting like he's about to set the music world on fire? Now, nothing against Hot Nigga or whatever like that. That song, you know, was it earned its time that in its run. It earned its run. I'll say that. I'm not gonna go as far as say it was a classic song, but it is definitely as I knew where I was when this song was popping type song. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
And, you know what I mean? So we'll give it the nod as far as that go. But I heard some shit after that, and it wasn't too impressive. And so, again, I don't know. You know, help me out if we're really celebrating what we're celebrating here. You know, Texas. Now, you know, we're gonna talk about Texas with the whole water crisis and everything. How everybody's all hands on deck for Texas, but you know, for five years straight, because it was getting lead poisoning, trying to take a shower.
Fuck,
well, you know,
sludge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Straight sludge. 5 years, see. But you know, hey, here's what it is though. This America, right, folks? This is what we signed up for.
This is America.
This is the first song you play. This is America.
You know what? And that was another flash in the pan song. You know, and I'll give Donald Glover. I'll give him his credit. He's versatile as an artist. I'll give him that. But that song right there, that may have been, you know, his crown jewel, and you know, per
so be it.
Right place, right time. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Right place, right time.
He can't help that he got a popping ass TV show, bro.
No,
like,
but I'm talking about the artistry. I said the artistry is dope because he's dope on different levels. Yeah, like I'm never gonna deny that Atlanta was a great fucking series. Great series. Great.
It is.
Great
it's not canceled.
Series.
It is. It is a great series.
Oh, yeah, no, James ain't been doing no work. Yeah, man, like, Atlanta is a great series, man. Hands down. Hands down. So, you know, I dig what, you know what I'm saying, what he creates. Dig what I'm saying? So, it's not a knock against him as a rapper, but, you know, that was a hobby that just, you know, you was pretty good at the right place, right time with that, too. You know what I mean? So, that's just my opinion. That's just my opinion. Anyway.
Understandably so.
You know what I mean? Anyway, I understand. But, you know, flash in the pan, right place, right time. I knew where I was when that shit was popping, what was going on in the world. You know what I mean?
I dig it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You ain't got
to. Yo, to lighten it up, you want to know you want to know what song, as funny as it is, does that? And it's so unorthodox. But I remember watching the music, the little network, the little jukebox network joint where you had to call, you had to dial to call in and dial the number.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
And you
yeah,
rang people's
about.
Phone bill up.
Yo,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
The CNC Music Factory joint from like the early 90s.
Pump
the little
up the jam?
Shit that was like all the pregame basketball joints.
Yeah,
like,
pump up the
you
jam,
know,
pump
you,
it up.
Yes.
Yo.
Nigga,
yeah,
I remember
that. Nigga, that shit was crack. That shit was flame in the streets, nigga. I ain't care who you was.
Yeah.
That shit was flame in the streets, nigga. Everybody respected that song. Cause, I mean, cause
nigga,
it was,
I can remember
it
where I was
song.
And everything.
Yeah.
I remember where I was and everything
song,
when I first heard that shit.
Yo, every audience took to that song. Every audience. That song is classic. That's the one you would call classic. That's a timeless song. You could play that at any function, you know, just if you want to. You could find a reason to play that song at any function.
Facts.
You don't have to.
Facts.
but you could say that.
Yeah.
From a DJ
we don't
standpoint.
Advise.
You don't have to. Right, right. But, you know, if it calls for it, you know what I'm saying, you get a pass for that. But, yeah, anyway. But I want to talk about that, though, more, because that's what I want to talk about, like, really surrounding the whole Bobby Shmurda hype. You know what I'm saying? I want to correlate that to the situation here. So, anyway, 9-10. Take a break. Come right back. Tiger Woods, y'all, on the way up.
All right.
Got muscles like Superman trainer. Ay, real, real rare like Super Saiyan manga. I jump, stomp, stomp on Lucifer Satan. And I got a few rings on Jupiter skating. I meant to say Saturn, switched up the pattern. Smoking on some shatter, got me higher than a ladder. Thanks, I'm flatter, my baby mama batter. You look like Mick Jagger, oops, the grease splatter. Hot, hot. Jumping out the grease, it's a whole lot of degrees. About to come, about to flee. Please, please, I don't wanna hear a beat. Trying to catch the sleep, trying to count the sheep. Hot damn, hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour. Dude, I just caught a plug and his phone was unplugged. I was looking at Doug like, ooh, ooh. Dude, that shit don't even make no fucking sense. Like having fucking arguments for paying 50 extra simple barbecue. Bossing on the workers at McDonald's. I don't want to sit and argue. Good burger should have taught you we all dudes. And I'm all professional and proper. But my baby mama stopped me in the meeting. Just to air drop me some news. Hot damn, hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour.
Yeah, hot all the flight, Louis V off-white.
Ooh.
I just made a dub, bitch, she tryna spend the night. Heard they need more, yeah, my jeans Dior. Shawty got cake if you tryna eat more. Think they need more, I think they need more. This is second round, I'm tryna speed more. Going stupid, going crazy. Big gas in that Mercedes. Pull up lit, going 30. Pull up big, in a hurry. Shoot your shot, flex a lot. Big cheese, hella nice. Chop and screw, Michael Watts. Point them out, air them out. Get me right, sip a Sprite. 180. Have pipes.
Hot damn, hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour.
God damn. Think I got a new lawsuit, I need to come see you.
What's that?
I got a new whip, you know what a car do. Turn your bitch to an eater. She say we don't got enough room to get freaky in here, cause it's just a two-seater. Am I still considered a trick about get her a hoopty and buy me a Beamer?
Uh-uh.
I had a new case, but the judge had to throw it out. My lawyer beat it like Tina. I always find a way to get ahead with my intelligence when they critique my demeanor. Today I'll dress up a Republican.
What else?
And go get some hair from a white man's daughter. Her lips aren't big, but I'm loving it. I'll get in fake ID, I'm McLovin. BDBNT like the government.
What?
Except for the cops. Mission Impossible. Start with a Glock, then a Glover. Tip 100 if you let my cousin in. You know everybody, my cousin. Oh yeah, and I gotta be thugging it. Cause my hair can get nappy as fuck over jewelry and I got that chocolate coloring. Well, at least, like, you know, that's what they made me feel like.
Why they make you feel like that?
I don't know. I mean, it's America, right?
Hot damn, hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour.
9-14. We're back. Transmitting live from Mars, 914-209-219-0866. That song, and Jovi alluded to this over the break, kind of solidified Chance's, rep with it. I kind of agree with you on that, sir, because, the only other song that I liked that he made was Drinking All Night, because I was doing a lot of mixes for personal trainers. So they needed some up-tempo shit that was trendy. So I would kind of like set it off with that song or find a way to blend that in, and you know, say in the beginning of the mix or whatever like that. And so I liked that song. You know what I mean? It was a fun song. But this right here, I was like, okay, Chance. I was like, okay. You got this one.
I see what you did. I see what you did.
Yeah, exactly. I see what you did there. Well, you're well played. You definitely, you know.
Like, it allows you to overlook the fact that Lil Pump is on the song. Pause. Like, pause. You super pause.
And that's what
you
I
forget
was
that Lil Pump's on the song.
It's funny you say that. And it's funny you say that because the whole time I'm sitting there thinking, who is this nigga that goes in between pause that raps in between Chance and the baby? That's how much I've like eliminated him from the whole rap conversation that I forgot that was even him too. Because I play nothing but Little. Well, actually, I'm lying. I have a remix of the I Love It song with Kanye. I have an old school beat remix to that shit, and that shit be rocking. So I'll play that. But anything else, Lil Pump, that Gucci Gang shit or whatever, he skid, you get that shit, gets no play. None. At all. So yeah, it helps you. That does help you overlook the fact that fucking yeah, Lil Pump is on that song. But yo, I heard the baby's charging niggas $300K per appearance now. Like, is his star?
He had a good 2019. He had a good 2020. He was on a lot of popping ass singles. Like he was that guy. He was that feature guy. Like him and Lil Baby was that feature guy.
Wow, so it's like, I had no idea he had the cachet to ask for those numbers. I mean, good for him. I didn't know he liked that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like he eating.
Wow, good for him.
But honestly, that's what the landscape is right now. It's almost to the point where because it's so fluid as far as the music, like you kind of have to do tracks with other artists because you're getting paid off of the plays now. Like, that's why everything's digital. Like, that's how you get paid off of features. Remember, like, nigga, you was happy when you got a Jay feature? Like, Jay-Z, doing the fuck?
Right.
Normally it was a Rockefeller,
right,
nigga. But it was a feature. Like, Jay wasn't going to fucking Diddy and doing no fucking tracks of Bad Boy. Like, it's too fluid now. So you got all, and then a lot of the sound of Southern Sound, so the Atlanta dudes, they used to doing shit with Memphis. Memphis and Atlanta used to working with Houston. Like, they used to go on to Baton Rouge and down the Shreveport and New Orleans. Like, they kind of used to moving because that was all that they could move. You can attest to that being in Atlanta. So.
Yeah. I mean, I understand.
All
the
Southern cats be eating.
Yeah, no, I'm hip on how the dynamic works. I just didn't think $300,000 was the going rate. I didn't know.
Ain't Hov getting the meal?
I mean, but you know, all right. Now, you know, let's be clear. You know, there's a little talk about you bringing up a lot of the. I don't want to get to those topics yet, but you kind of forcing my hand to go to Bobby Shmurda, Jay Z route right now. Now, you know,
hey, that's how the conversation flowing. Let's get to it. Smart black men.
Right. All right, well, fuck it. Let's do it then.
Three smart black men.
All right,
you can figure it out.
So the Jay-Z thing. Let's talk about that real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said before, what was it? Two shows ago, I think, with the whole Juice and the Black Messiah review we did on that, when we were talking about him, hit the song with him and Nipsey, when he brought up the fact of, you know, he was born on the day Fred Hampton got assassinated, and
son he
then
was.
He mentioned in that shit. Weird. I said I'm the Black Messiah, but he was saying it, you know, to kind of rap what he was saying. Like when he said that, it's so many things connected for me. I don't know if it was, you know, the frequency I'm picking up, but some spoke to me. It was just like, yo, this is so apropos that he would say that. Being that we know that he has some kind of part-time op, you know, allegiance to be in the Billionaire Boys Club. You know what I mean? Being that we know those are the rules when it comes to us, at least. I mean, probably all of them. Everybody got some dirt on somebody somewhere. But at the end of the day, we all know everybody's in a certain skull and bones type level of club when you get to that Billionaire boy status and you in the public doing it. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
let me say that. It made me lead my mind back to the quote that we put up in the promo for that day too, for that show too, about, you know, Jagger Hoover saying there'll never be enough Black Messiah. Create one. Let's make them. And for him to go there, it's just like, Is it like hiding in plain sight somewhat, or is this nigga just that acute with his business acumen that everything he touches is gold with this Midas touch? You know what I'm saying? Like, we said that they buy influence, that they pay for influence or whatever like that. So we get that to an angle, but is that the road traveled with this? Or I mean, like, just the way this world is
discussing,
like,
shit.
I'm just
like that's
like,
what
it,
be
it,
fucking with me. Like,
you know,
like,
what I'm saying?
I know it is saving. That's what be fucking with me. It's like, is he really doing this shit? Like, is he really moving?
Yes. Is he really moving units like we hope he is? Without the influence, like, is he really? I want to believe it, but the way things are constructed. It's hard for me to buy
like,
into it all the way. That is, you know, is
like,
you know,
I look
not
at this. I look at the Diddy's, and I look at the Tiger Woods. You know, we'll talk about him later. You know, the LeBrons. Like, I look at the cats who, you know, are really getting that and really getting it. Like, and they're achieving so much on so many different levels, and they're you know, breaking through the glass ceilings as far as what culturally the masses are taught that we are. You know, they
right.
defy those odds. So, you know, one half of you is like, okay, they doing this shit, this is progress, yada yada yada. But the other half, who, if you're aware, you do your reading, you really look at, you know, the past 400 some odd years of American history, and you look at, like, all right, every time that something has happened to where we get a level of affluence, they change the game to where now left is right, down is up. Like, they switched
the
whole landscape up.
They move the goalpost every time. Every time.
And if he's getting global money, and if Jay-Z is getting global money like this, like, I pray that this is, like, him moving and hustling, because if he got, like,
facts.
I want to be able to, when he passed, I want to be able to look at him like, yo, I remember when this dude was nothing but a fucking rapper.
Right.
He was nothing but a rapper.
Right.
And I know,
with
and
the
I know right
fade,
now,
big dookie chain with the anchor, like, this nigga was
in gold cap. Like, not even a whole front, gold front. Nigga had gold cap on spotted on Barry's teeth. Some real Brooklyn
looking
shit.
Like Brooklyn. Looking like
Brooklyn,
nigga.
Growing up. Yeah. That was some real Brooklyn shit, B. But yo, I know we got so like Biz right now, he's like, you know, in the dog fights where they put the hood over the dog and they just revving him up before he sees his opponent.
Yeah.
I mean, Biz is in the waiting room right now. Biz in the waiting room right now, probably, you know, I'm about to take the hood off. I know he's going crazy right now. The nigga's like an Ace Ventura. When Ace Ventura was talking to him with his, he was like, oh, now he pissed him off. And he was trying to talk to him with his ass. that's what Biz is like right now. Now he pissed him off. I can't hold him much longer. Go get him, Biz.
What's
popping?
What's good?
Yeah, what up? You already know.
What up?
Listen, man, how y'all feeling? How y'all fellas feeling?
Are we good, man?
You already know
what kind of show this is.
Yeah.
This is why we do these shows that's an hour and a half long, because we know what it's going to take,
man,
to fully discuss the matter. But give us your opening thoughts, and we're going to go to break because we were talking too long already. We got to still keep the structure of the show. Give us your opening thoughts, and we're going to go to break.
I just wanted to, you made a statement about Bobby. There's a reason why we like Bobby. We forget where hip-hop started as. Hip-hop was the voice of the streets. You had to have the perfect balance of not just talent, but you had to have talent and realness. That's why your street cred meant just as much as your lyrics did. That's why when you had niggas that were super lyrical, they was called geek rappers and shit like that. Not because they were bad rappers, but just because they didn't have the right enough balance to the hood real authentic shit. That's why you see niggas like DMX. That's why you see DMX isn't the craziest lyricist on the earth, but he's still one of the realest rappers. Biggie is more lyrical than Pac, but because Pac had a realer storyline with him, his situation was just a little, it hit more hard. People gravitated a little bit towards him. You got niggas like Styles P. Styles P isn't the better lyricist between him and Kiss, but because Kiss was a little too commercial and Styles stayed more hood, niggas in the hood kind of lean more towards Styles. Even Kiss say Styles is made a rapper. I'm making these points to show that there was times where you had niggas who didn't have lyrics, like 50, but he was the first fabricated real nigga, right? He was the first industry, the perfect blend of industry and street niggas. The reason why people fuck with Bobby is because Bobby represents the last line of real. That's it. That's what it is. It's not about the lyrics. It ain't about the music. It's that when a real situation arose, he handled it in a real nigga's way.
We just caught that, I don't know if that was, I just caught that when I jumped in on the show, but I used them as a point,
Yeah, facts, and I use that with the point when you look at with Jay-Z. You look at niggas like Jay-Z, someone else mentioned Diddy, and you look at Dr. Dre. When you look at these people that are in these top positions right now, and you look at the road that got them there, it's bloody as fuck. But if you look at the legends that always stay true to niggas' hearts, niggas like Pac, DMX, Nipsey Hussle, niggas like who didn't hit the billion-dollar mark but was still kings, they don't have that type of blood in their bloodshed. That shit don't sit there. And there's a reason why. It's because whereas you had a nigga like Nipsey who was thinking spook by the door, you had niggas like Jay-Z who looked at as, nah, I want a seat at that table. And fuck whoever else can't sit here with me. That's how you see the breakdown of the Rock. All of these movements happened because a nigga had to split from their OG. Jay had to split from Dane. Nigga Dre had to get rid of half of them niggas over on that side. And he still couldn't eat unless Suge was out of L.A. All of these, that whole breakdown that went down back then, bro, that all had to take out the kings. And you put they underlings in. It was almost like the Guy Fisher effect. And you've seen the same shit play out over and over. You see Gucci go to jail, then Future go on the rise. You see Max B go to jail, then Frenchie go on the rise. You see the same shit over and over and over. The OG, the nigga that you know, you look at him, is this the nigga that let a nigga feel on his butt for a deal? Nah, I don't see that in this man. But his young nigga might, the nigga that want to be like him might, will Max B do that? Hell no. But will Frenchie will? I don't know. Will Big do it? Hell no. Will Diddy do it? We see what he does now.
Yeah.
Right? You got a question, like, what type of niggas, you get what I'm saying? Will E do that? Hell no. Will Dre do it? Right? That's the pattern you got to find. And that shit is evident as fuck. We see the type of nigga Dame Dash is, a man of men. I'm not going to go so far to say what Jay would do, but I already see him with the little girls, the 15-year-olds and shit, boxing and shit. You get what I'm saying, bro? So
yeah.
You got to say,
What do you, you got to look at what it is. Like you said, they got a movie talking about the Black Messiah and how there was a operation to prevent the rise of this. So if I'm telling you I'm the Black Messiah, but ain't nobody prevent my rise, then I must be with the niggas who set up the Black Messiahs.
Let me ask you a question. So Fred Hampton and Jay were born on the same day. Well, one passed.
No,
Hampton died.
He got killed.
Yeah, Hampton died.
He got killed.
And Jay was born December 4th, 1969.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's any energy involved with that?
Energy is never killed, right? You can't destroy it. A bunch of people died on that same day and was born on that same day. I'm not going to just sit there and tie some energy to some man because he claimed that shit.
Because
at the end of the day, Fred Hampton ain't. Fred Hampton ain't work with the pigs. You get what I'm saying? Fred Hampton ain't work with the pigs. He was killed by them niggas. So what the fuck? Would Fred Hampton's energy be chilling with Desiree Perez? No. Why would I be chilling with the niggas that killed me? If anything, that symbolic act showed that, yeah, the truth was killed and replaced with the lie.
Mm.
They seen Fred as a threat. They getting Jay-Z jobs with the NFL. It's not the same. Mm.
We are not the same.
Yeah.
But he's going to claim
that. So he's going to put niggas in the same breath?
We're going to take a break. 9:32. We'll take a break. Take a walk around the block. Puff a new port or something like that. We'll be right back.
The Judas.
Who does that?
Yeah.
From the project, fucked around and got it popping. I'm like, fuck a Maserati, buy my bitch a Bentley truck. G5 my blood, brother, he be throwing bees up. And me, I got Chanel swag, you know I be C'd up. I pay cash for every car, you still be the laughing stock. Kept it real, that's why I'm fly. Look at me, I'm on the track, I'm look down, but I'm on top. I don't entertain and clout, play with me, you gon' get shot. For real, now they can't resist us. See, I'm tryna diss us, really need to miss us. Probably with your bitch, bro. I bought her a Porsche off a piece of my endorsement. Richer than my classmate, she know how my kids stay. Now I'm on this cash race, I can't come in last place. I didn't finally win legit, the countess, I'm a taxpayer. So you know that mean I'm going hard to my last day. Still can get 1,000 pounds a week, the gas waste. I got 6 watches, I'm ahead of time. I'm going all out, if it's about mine. I'm getting my shine on, I've been on my grind. Feel like I'm different, I'm one of a kind. Buy your Birkin bag, keep her the bar. Baby, you look better naked, you should take it off. Had to play my role, now I'm taking charge. They got off a roll, made the Brody take the charge.
Been doing that Fano with them sticks, yeah. All these blues niggas assin' in my crib, yeah. Make a move, we ask you out, ain't going tit-tat. Put a tag on your toe for all that chit-chat. The richest nigga in my city, that's a big fact. And we don't do them little planes, we on a big jet. My dog still moving a cane and he ain't quit yet. I had to tell him when he came, don't bring no bricks back. Feel like I'm the chosen one. Rose truck, I order one. I ain't mean to buy that bitch a watch, but I'm bored of one. Richer Millie cost a quarter milli, I got more than one. F'ing on me lighter than a bitch, feel like a water gun.
I got 6 watches, I'm ahead of time. I'm going all out, if it's about mine. I'm getting my shine on, I've been on my grind. Feel like I'm different, I'm one of a kind. Buy your Birkin bag, keep her the bar. Baby, you look better, nigga, you should take it off. Had to play my role, now I'm taking charge. They got off a roll, made the Brody take the charge. Living like a porn star, bro, let's see what points us. Ops gonna join us, but we ain't switching sides. Nick look like a freezer, ain't saving no skeezer. They gave me a reason, now they gotta die. I don't want no smoke with you if you don't want no smoke with me. But dog, if you want smoke with me, we switching shifts, sleeping creep. I did what they couldn't do, guess that's why they mad at me. But what's up with your vibe, dog? Why she keep on adding me? This my strategy, keep on stacking G's. Make them proud of me. I went proud of T, I went proud of jeans, I went proud of fleece. I'm from poverty, real talk. I got 6 watches, I'm ahead of time. I'm going all out, if it's about mine. I'm getting my shine on, I've been on my grind. Feel like I'm different, I'm one of a kind. Buy your Birkin bag, keep her at the bar. Baby, you look better, nigga, you should take it off. Had to play my role,
Now I'm taking charge. They got off parole, made the Brody take the charge.
9:35 Eastern, 8:35 Central. We transmitting live from Oz. I'm Jovi P, DNS, that nigga saved James, Midwest Z, Omaha. And our resident caller, Busy Gax. 914-290-0866. Press 1 to let us know you want to engage in the conversation. And, Biz, you were finishing a thought in regards to, you know, drawing the correlation between Jay-Z and the Judas and the Black Messiah film. And we had to go to break. Go ahead and finish the point, and then we're going to wrap this one up, moving forward to the next subject.
Yeah, I just find it disrespectful that niggas is trying to liken themselves unto warriors that fought and literally died, were killed, were murdered, were assassinated by the entities that they work with now. I think it's just like super disrespectful. I think it's not even disrespectful in a blatant joint, but the unspoken side to it is that he's the Judas. Like in the storyline, like who benefited? And the Fred didn't benefit with the government. Today, who benefits with the government? It's like really super. It's like super simple, like, and they'll put the shit right in your face, like, and but they'll give you their interpretation, and they'll put the interpretation. You know what I'm saying? They'll give their interpretation of a simple fact that's been put in front of you. Like at the end of the day, like I said with the whole Super Bowl shit, like, look what happened. They're back to regular scheduled programming, and shit is still fucking racist over there, bro. Shit is still fucking. Yo, I just heard this statement. I never heard that man. I never knew the mayor guy, the owner who died, I guess, of the Texans.
Oh, McNair.
The one who said, he said, we can't let the fucking prisoners, he says, we can't let the inmates take over the prison?
Yeah, can't let the inmates run the prison, yeah.
Now, yeah, I say niggas are slaves, I'm a hater. Millions. I'm a hater. When I say, yo, niggas is slaves, but when their owner calls them inmates in prison, and these niggas is whining about this shit and then get kicked off the team for whining about it, I'm the hater. And then when we get some protesting going on over here, some light being shined on shit, you hire some nigga to come into this organization, dismantle, nigga. Colin, in this case, would be the Fred, and he would be the Judas, because we passed kneeling. Movement disrupted. Super Bowl.
I mean, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, the way this country works is everybody has a price.
That's most niggas got a price.
Absolutely. Keep your shirt on, Biz. I'm not saying you do. I said the way they operate. Is
facts,
everybody
facts.
That's how they'll approach it. They'll throw money and, you know, the keys to the city if you just do this for me. You know what I'm saying?
You got to look at the clay
everybody
niggas is using. And this facts. And this is where I ain't even gonna front. As recently, I can't even be. I'm not even so judgmental to niggas, because you got to look at the clay that they're using. If you take a motherfucker that's willing to risk his life to sell something to a motherfucker that will take their life, you think they won't take a half a billy to go confuse motherfuckers to do shit that they never even met? If I could sell crack to my aunt, you think I won't sell crack to kids in Omaha?
Now we
get $1 billion legally?
We get it. It's just a conversation that we're not. See, we know where we're at with it. We know where you're at with it, and we know where we're at with it. That's why we're talking about it now, and how much it plays on
the people
just to know. We know we got to try to bring awareness to all levels of the shit, man.
Levels of it. You don't think it's wicked, bro? You don't think there's a sense of eeriness or a sense of wickedness that there's a song on a movie soundtrack about
Judas and the Black Messiah. This man does a song with Nipsey Hussle, the man that was
Nipsey
killed
Hussle,
24
right.
hours before
no,
him
I,
and Rock
Phil,
Nation with the police.
Like,
come on, bro.
That's the
how
new
fucking
wrinkle.
Blatant do they gotta be?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's a new wrinkle that I pieced together as you was bringing it up. So it was like, okay, yeah, this it could be looked at with a lot of symbolism in here. Nobody's arguing that. Nobody's arguing that at all. But it's like I said, what is it going to take for others to even consider? Not even say you got to believe it as truth, but just consider the thing. Try to just give it a thought. It's not like it's far-fetched. It's not like it's far... You know what I'm saying? You're acting like we're saying this nigga said he about to have the next Maybach that goes to Saturn. Like, all right, that's, you know, a little bit of a reach to kind of lay this symbolism out in plain sight in a cryptic manner like that, that, you know, some could say they could pick up on, others say, you know, his tinfoil hat, these Hotep niggas go again. You know what I'm saying?
Fred was killed at his home. Nipsey was killed in his home. Nipsey was supposed to meet the very next day with the Rock Nation and the fucking police department. Fred met with the police department that night. And the man does a song with this man on the stand. Come on, bro.
Yeah. No,
come on,
I get it. But you know, this is the kind of game that this is the playbook. It's a playbook that, you know, or, I don't know, man. I don't know what it's gonna take. I'm just to that point right now, which is like, you know, overall with just all the shit that's just like being exposed. Now this year, it may have taken a trained eye to pick up the breadcrumbs from this. All right. But we're just talking about inconsistencies in this story that's been popping up since the onset of this time frame last year. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what's it going to take for people to just be like, you know, stop lying?
Watching ESPN today, I thought that Tiger Woods had died.
No shit.
But you know, it's
now
so funny
bring it up
because like
let's talk about that.
Okay,
single car crash.
I was just gonna say, Paul Walker shit.
No, but I just wanted to put that in the mix of your whatever analysis you're gonna bring up. Single car crashes. I question a lot of times.
All right. Can we take this back to the show before last that I was on and y'all asked me my Super Bowl pick and I was telling y'all about the Brady. And the reason is why. How Stephen A. automatically put him into this GOAT conversation, the greatest of all time. He had passed Jordan. Right? And then let's remember, the very next two people that when people, the first memes that came up was like, nigga, did you forget about Serena and Tiger? Well, then what just happened to Serena? Serena lost to Osaka. That was beautiful, right? You got the same Tyson Fury feeling, remember the same feelings I'm telling y'all that's being sent to everybody when these things happen publicly, right? These losses that we're taking, right? So we've seen Serena take the loss. I woke up and I felt that one. And then we just had 48 hours ago, your man Tiger Woods is asked about how he feels about the Masters coming up with Santa Third in 7 weeks, and he tells them, well, I just hope to make it. God willing, I just hope to make it. 24 hours later, he's in a car accident. Coincidences. I mean, that's just, you know what I mean? Right? So let's just say Brady for the GOAT, right? Because those two people, had Serena won in her shit and Tiger won in his shit, it's like it's hard to argue because, I mean, even with them not even participating, because now I'm hearing Tiger is one of the best golfers. No, he's the greatest, nigga. The fuck is you talking about?
Right.
One of the best. He's the greatest. Serena's not one of the best. She's the greatest.
No, she is. She's absolutely the best.
So the funny thing, and I think we talked about it in the pre-production meeting as far as the shit with Tiger, I remember having the conversation yesterday. And quite frankly, he was creeping up on the all-time wins record for the PGA. Like a decade.
That's why he went down the
record.
First time.
Because he was approaching that majors record.
Yep.
He was approaching that majors record the first time.
They can't keep losing the girl whipping his ass shit.
Y'all keep crashing into each other. This shit is hilarious.
All
right. I'm laughing. I'm like, you niggas going to pause, and they're going to start talking at the same time. Watch.
yeah.
That's just like three times in a row. Oh, that was funny. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joey. Make your point, Joey.
I'm out.
So, basically, he was approaching a wins record. Like Ben stated before, it seemed like they allowed Tiger to, you know, go be great, nigga, but you can't be just passing the fucking our heroes and shit. Like, you can't, like, they still drag Jackass. Jack don't even know he be at the fucking golf course. But they drag Jack out there, hit a putt, Jack, and he go out there, and they give him a club, they put the ball a fucking inch away from the fucking hole, and they say, go hit the ball, Jack.
Magnetized anyway.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
They got a magnet.
Like, they don't.
Right. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, a dude said today, he said, Tiger is, he's the reason why 90% of the players play today. He's why all of the sponsors is here today. He said everything we do in golf right now is because of Tiger. Now, just remember how they like to play their storyline. Why do you think you were seeing him and his son? They thought Tiger was going to be dead in this car accident.
Yep.
Why do you think you just seen the whole videos of him and his son and all of that? Same thing. They were setting up the Kobe and Gigi story all over again. You see how much that made? Right before finals, they just seen how that just blew out the NBA shit. Them motherfuckers ain't even had fans, but look at the numbers that they put up in ratings for that finals. Because it was the finals for Kobe. All of them golfers would have been playing for Tiger this joint, which they still are. You know, they're still going to milk this as much as they can. Come on, bro. This shit is a fucking movie.
Yeah, it's just bad that we all got front row seats to this shit, though, man. And the thing about it is, the worst part about it, though, is that motherfuckers don't believe that they in a movie right now. They don't believe that they're part of the taping.
You know, it's crazy because, you know, that's the same thing they did to Tiger. It's the same thing they tried on William Cooper. And in the same state, in the same damn near region. And that's the funniest part, right? Like, you in a 2021 Genesis SUV. And you mean
it was a Genesis joy. Oh, okay. That's the one that had the wings.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I had the
wings.
So the Genesis Invitational was just this past weekend, right? And so, whatever. Tiger was there chilling. Like you said, he had the interviews and stuff like
that. So that's the gift card.
And he left.
The gift in
pretty much. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, so
take this with you.
Right. Here you go.
Electronic.
So, right. But we'll get there.
Oh,
hold
it
on.
Was
we'll
electronic.
Hold on. We'll get there.
Oh,
and
okay.
Okay.
All right, now it all makes sense.
I swear to my mother, I'm just at, that was a question.
Solved.
That was a
Let's
question.
Go to break.
So you can look it up. It's just like the Volvo XC90. It's half electric. It's like it's electric, and it's gas. It's got some gas, hence the reason it has an engine. But it is a good portion electric. Now, how you take a 2021 and I own the XC90. Okay, a 2017. So I know that this car will not drive itself off the road. I know this car will break in an instant if it feels like it's in danger.
Oh, so the car does the car do any type of auto turning or anything?
Yeah. Oh, it'll park itself. It'll park itself. It'll back.
Oh God!
Yeah, it does
over.
All that.
Oh, it's like, okay. So controls over the wheels and shit. It's over. Right. I didn't even know that. I swear to my mom, I didn't know that.
You mean to tell me a car with all these safety measures
is going to
flip off the road at that impact? I'm not trying to hear it. And it has a black box.
Cross lanes.
It won't.
Noah has a black box. Because this is what they just did the last time when he was on the fucking trail of passing niggas' records, and they blamed it on his fucking wife whipping his ass. He said, all right, this time I'm going to get a fucking black box. That nigga ain't just going to say I'm going to get my ass whipped by white women every time y'all try to take me out. I'm going to get a fucking black box for my car. The fuck does that unless somebody that feels threatened?
Right.
Like, what else do these niggas got to do?
I didn't know this shit was electric.
It's not 100% electric, but it does.
But I mean, as long as it has some kind of electric capability, it can be manipulated, is what I'm saying.
To turn your shit.
Any car, almost any premium vehicle past 2016 has autopilot.
The park assist, and all that shit.
Yeah, park assist, it has autopilot, it has lane change. It has like legit. I can lock in to the car in front of me, and that Volvo will follow that car at whatever speed and car length I set it at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give
that
me the
car does 105, and I set my speed to do 95. I'll do 95 at three car lengths behind them. Think about that for a second. And if that car slams on its brakes, the Volvo's going to slam on its brakes. And I don't even have to touch the steering wheel.
But, you know, we all know that they was doing, that's how a lot of niggas was always claiming that these Priuses was, niggas was getting mad actions with Priuses. But it was quote unquote rumored that was the test run with these electric cars. They could, like, get control of it. You know what I'm saying? And the man said, if I make it.
The man said, if I make it.
He said it.
Said if I
which
make
means
it.
They've been on, which means they've been on, they've been on, pause, they've been on his ass. And he knows it.
He said, if I make it.
If
he
I
said,
make
okay,
it.
He's getting a little too talky now.
Yeah. Yo, we're going to take a break, and we're going to finish this up on the other side of this. I'm going to do a little trivia for you guys, though. I'm some music hip-hop trivia, break up the monotony real quick. Let me know if you guys can tell me what who sampled this and made a song. Who had that?
The Lock.
Yo.
Who had that?
I can hear it.
Oh, nigga.
I'm thinking of names.
Was it Jadakiss or was it was it The Ghost? It was The Ghost. It was on The Ghost album.
You're close, Z. You're the closest so far.
It wasn't on SP's album?
Nah, I'm let y'all hear this.
Yeah, like, I'm like, damn, like, I'm hearing the song, but I'm not getting the song.
I find nothing much to say. Don't know what to do, but I come to.
Here's why they call me the ghost. I'm half live, half dead, and when it's deep, I bring all of the toast. And I got more guns than most of New York. And I ain't got to say shit, cause the ghost of the talk. Holiday style, ignorant nigga. Trade pound, 4 pounds, feel damn off your ligament, nigga. I'm the hardest rapper out, bitch, you digging the nigga. And like anybody who beef can swim in the river. When I walk through the door, all the children are shiver. It's like he's so gangster, y'all so pussy. I murder y'all faggots, so y'all don't push me. All I know is going through hell. Blow on the shell, I got down so hard I thought no one would tell, but I was damn wrong. I hold it down like my man's gone. I shoot anything I get my fucking hands on, to leave a coward niggas bloody like a tampon.
Yeah. E-Nick, where you at, nigga?
I find nothing much to say.
sick and tired of rappers talking about all this cheddar. And when you see them in the streets, got a bullshit jetta. I'm like, dog, stop fronting. You shouldn't be bragging. But why the fuck you got rims if you put your phone swagging? I spit bitches, let my bank account switch digits. And if money was tight, you'd be middling. I spit hard, stay safe. Send a nigga affidavit, and next to God, I'm most niggas' hard favorite. That's all gangster, but you notice them all. And I can bring you to the hood and get over you raw. See, I live in the streets, I sleep in the streets, fuck it. I probably got more guns than police. Niggas say I'm too hard, niggas too soft. Straight pussy, I heard they suck dick up north. And it ain't so foul, so hold your breath. And you probably still real, just a gangster left.
The game I chose for this European car and these name brand clothes. Get respect from these niggas, fake game at hoes. Come down with a bounce in a strange ass flow. I got bigger than I thought I would. I did shit that I thought I could. Act rowdy cause I fought that good. Them blocks is mine, I bought that hood. They know I squeeze, smoke trees and blow by D.
And your boss even know that your niggas could get it. How your skeleton crack, that's a hole to your finish. How your body tucked up in six different lanes. And you ain't even right in front of the deck. They call me standstill, cause I'm fucking just standstill. And most of y'all niggas run, plus your man's will. Folding up in the corner, behind a van still. And your hoes can get it, and your man's will.
A57 in the Midwest, 957 on the East Coast, transmitting live from Mars, the name of the show. I am Midwest Z, joined by DNS, I think you say, Jovi P, holding down the Mid-Atlantic. And our resident call-in is Gat, you know, holding it down. I was close on that. I knew I heard, when I heard that intro, I was like, oh, that's a lock. Because that's a distinct, that's one distinct beat. And I never forget that shit. But
yeah, that shit not. Yeah. If you got some thump in your whip, nigga, yeah. I was taking hotel lobbies in the early 2000s when my mates to work at the Marriott Marquis downtown Atlanta. I was shaking up hotel lobbies, nigga, with this song. I would turn it on right as I'm about to pull into the driveway. It was a long half moon driveway. So as you know what I'm saying? So as soon as they start singing, I'm turning into the driveway. It should take about a good 30 seconds to get to the front of the door, to the front of the So by the time that is nothing left to do, but I go boom.
You shaking glass. You shaking glass.
Boom, boom. Shaking everything, nigga.
To rattle your brain.
Nigga, I'm trying to tell you, that song bump if you got some of your whip, nigga. Straight up.
But
straight up.
So before we went to break there, we were talking about the Tiger Woods accident with the half-electric, half-gas car, 2021, his statement, the black box, you know.
How many was he away from getting the all-time title, Z? Break those numbers down
one.
For us, please.
So let me.
Nigga said one.
I mean, here's the deal. In terms of actual wins, I believe he was four wins away, one major away. So he won the Masters, which, so he got that, and then he won two other. So he was basically two rounds or two tournaments away from tying and defeating Ben Hogan's record I believe it's 84 majors and like 100 something titles or wins.
And then, and I'll get the exact numbers for you here in a second. But I'm gonna say this. It took Ben Hogan like 30 years to get to that point, and Tiger Woods has been playing almost 30 years. It took him more than 30 years, excuse me. But Tiger Woods has been playing for, he's been playing since 97,
yeah.
So that's 33 years.
Wow, I didn't want to do that.
Wow. 33 years.
23 years.
23? I want to say, hold up, you carried the one too far.
Yeah, you did. That's 23.
But I say that to say this. The type of condition that Tiger has been getting into.
But I'm getting gone for all of them years, too. Remember, you got to subtract five, six years.
Right.
Yeah, and like at least 5, 6 of them. He was
from 2007,
yeah.
He missed everything from 2007 to 2012. So he missed five whole years.
Yeah.
Right? So, in the condition.
Was 2012 when he won the shit on the fucking torn ACL? My bad. If I cut somebody
off. Yep.
Was 2012 the torn ACL?
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. Walked the whole course. Played every single hole. Pause. Right? So, I say
that. And was going off his T300.
Right. He's going to come back in this. Okay. And he is going to compete again. And he's going to take that record. The only way they can stop him is if they take that man's life.
It ain't worth his life, bro. Look,
he is
ain't
a phenom. I understand it's not worth
bro.
His life, but you gotta understand the way that man thinks.
Listen,
bro.
Listen, if it's not him, it's gonna be somebody close to him. Somebody else gonna have to go if he's gonna get that record.
Yeah.
It's Thanos, nigga. Soul for a soul, nigga.
Yeah.
Come on, man. If somebody else gonna have
we
to go,
we just gotta keep
him.
But we just gotta keep him in our ranks. That's all it is.
Right.
With all of these people, they try to remove, they try to take Mike out. They try to, all of these people, as long as we keep them, we can't let them destroy the legends to us. We don't care how anybody else view our legends. It's how we view these niggas. But we'll let them make the Neverland documentary. We'll let them make the fucking Surviving the R. Kelly shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? We'll do that. We'll let them sit there and we'll let Gail bring up the whole Kobe rape shit. And you see what I'm saying? We'll allow that shit to happen, Mike, with ours. We can't do that shit. We don't fuck about how they do it. We don't got to win no more games. We know that motherfucker's the best nigga to ever hit a golf ball, period. We know that. And they know that. They want to fucking go that hard
they
to keep their records and their precious shit. It's not worth his life. And that's what
they
we got to start putting through this. We got to
stand it, though.
We can't keep complaining about the fucking Oscars every year and then celebrate when a nigga gets nominated the next. It's fucking retarded. When we place a fucking value on their shit, that's how we choose other gods. And we'll suffer the consequences. Period.
Hmm.
Period.
It's just, damn. It's like, you know, my wife, she talked to me about something that she watched where they was talking about, you know, why the slavery situation happened the way it did. Like, so you know how, so the whole, before, keep your shirt on, Biz, before, so the way the dude broke it down was like, when they came to learn from us, in Africa, whatever, wherever they came from to learn from us, they actually went back and tried to do what they learned, but were unsuccessful. So, yeah, you know, Asians had the rice crop popping, you know, probably South America, Central America, they had the corn, you know, deals popping, whatever like that, but coming from the motherland, we knew how to cultivate everything. You know what I mean? And there were certain areas in the continent of Africa that was prevalent in one commodity, such as, like, say, cotton or potatoes or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So they would strategically go to where those people, it was known for healing. You can go to this country and this region for healing, for agriculture. You feel what I'm saying? So being that that was civilization that we were already practicing for centuries, dynasties worth of civilization, they knew that was where, and they couldn't replicate it themselves. They said, well, you know what?
Who fuck told it. Them where to go?
We got to take them. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is, how did they know where those docile, sweet people were? How come they didn't start off with the Zulu nations? What led them to those areas where they could conquer it so easily? Who led them there?
That goes without having to be explained. You know what I mean? Because we understand that they was trying to, you know, their thing is, as you said, in Jews and Black Messiah, their way of life, rape, pillage, conquer.
That Judas concept went through from then all the way up until now. The Moors went into Europe. They're the ones that trained them. And then when they got kicked out of Europe as a last-ditch effort to try to remain in some type of respectful manner on a powerful seat, they sold out the different ones on that Western Bank. Them people that was just living their lives peacefully, minding their damn business. Made the deal with Queen.
Wow.
Whoever was Isabel, whoever. Remember, this is all in 1492. The same year they get kicked out of fucking Europe is the same year America's found by Columbus. The Atlantic slave trade begins. Yeah, it was us. It was some of us. Yeah, 7/11 to 1492. During that time period, this is where you get the first ghetto. The first projects, because they cut off Europe from the rest of the trading world. If you cut off the economic access to a people, then what happens? It turns into a slum. That's where you get the dark ages from. This is where you get all of the plagues, all of the wars, and all of the shit that's happening in there. And when they get up out of that, when they finally get the last emperor, the last Moorish emperor out of Europe, what do they say? They say, we will never be put in that predicament again. You will never keep us cut off from the resources. Because it was easy for Morocco to cut them off. Because remember, they're sitting at the crown of Africa right there before you get into that where, you know what I'm saying, you get into Northern Africa and Asia and all of the trade, where it's popping.
Yeah. They're basically like, almost like the gatekeepers.
They're the gatekeepers, so that's and you cut them off. But when they finally get them out, they say, you know what, never again. We're going to go control all of the resources. That's where you get King Leopold and all of them niggas start splitting up Africa. And if you ever look at the tapes, any of the pictures, King Leopold's men is led by the niggas and the peasants. It's not saying all of them are bad. I'm just saying that's who they was using as the middlemen between them. If the white man's never been to Africa, how can he navigate through the shit? The shit is bigger than the rest of the country, the rest of the continent put together. How he navigating through the shit? He's the minority of the world. It makes no sense. It's impossible. That's how they did it. Niggas.
Mm. You see that, ladies and gentlemen? You learn something every time you tune into this show. I promise you. It may not be something as impactful as this nugget of knowledge, but it'd be something. I guarantee you. We stand by it. That's what separates our show from the rest. I promise you. So, but yeah, wow. I didn't even think about that. And the thing about it is, my nigga, you know, there's a huge in Mount Vernon. There's a lot of niggas out here, you know, claiming that more shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
they're talking about treaties, you know, bro. They're talking about treaties being honored by a person that has never honored a treaty since he got here. So I definitely respect the knowledge, the information the brothers be bringing to the table be powerful, powerful information. Have nothing against them. What Noble drew, I read all of the, I read the Circle 7 Quran in its entirety. Beautiful literature. But at the same time, I understand the situation that we're dealing with in a practical sense. Not saying they're impractical. I just, you know, there's like, it's just like Masons and just all of these different organizations. You got people that's, you know, good and people that have negative intentions, and they use these institutions. But you can't tell me where all Moors when there's evidence, there's picture evidence of blacks in chains and blacks in hats guarding those blacks in chains. You can't tell me both of those people are the same. Because they ain't in the same predicament. Get what I'm saying? So it's like, I mean, that's visual evidence.
Well, if you're in Omaha, Nebraska right now, your clock will read 9:11. It's 10:11 over here in New York. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, put this one to bed. And we haven't talked about this quote-unquote Texas water crisis, but, I mean, you know, whatever. Them niggas will be all right because they got all hands on deck out there. I kind of want to bring – I want to go back to the whole Bobby Shmurda thing when we get a chance. We'll talk about Texas and everything and what that means, this whole situation,
right.
on the rebound.
I loved your flint shape.
Huh? Yo, fam.
I loved how you painted the picture with flint.
I'm just asking
a
question.
No, bro, it's clear. It's clear.
I'm asking a question.
You on it. You on it, bro.
I just want to know. I want to make sure I'm not crazy
it's
over here. 10:12, be right back.
This is...
Lo intocable, ahorita lo han bebido.
Ass up, face down. This is pretty new. Yes. Ass up, face down. Family time. Yes. Ass up, face down.
Manuel.
Ass up, face down.
Fregaste la muerte, ahorita, cabrón.
Yes. Ass up, face down. 15 boys on the watch, about to make now. Light this bitch up, chandelier. And that pussy like voodoo, Santeria. Bet your man ain't getting money like me.
Nope.
Bet your little bitch try fuck on me. Whole life on parole, can't talk to felons. I tell that bitch up in the cops, a man still telling. Still telling, still telling. Throw that whole chick away, that bitch still telling. Still telling, still telling. Look at these niggas ducking time, niggas still telling. Ass up, face down. Yes. Ass up, face down. Yes. Ass up, face down. Ass up, face down.
La Cali. Boy. Never been stressed by a hoe. No. Never been pressed by a bitch. Murder and the money on my mind. My palm and my trigger finger itch, bitch. I've been in my bag, hopping out of jets. Been running shit, and feeling out of breath. I can lay a verse, and ladies want to rest. Catch your ass in traffic, hope you say it with your chest, bitch. Hit this on deck, it ain't nothing but a check. Lace from purses, why the fuck you got a vest? Looking for me, hit my line. 1-800-59 BX.
Ass up, face down. Yes. Ass up, face down. Yes. Ass up, face down.
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 Palomo, el reloj tenemos en cromo y tus panas van a entrarte porque es plato plomo. Te prendo el palo y te des cabrón. Y si le caen los polis, le mandamos hasta los monos. Las tetas y los tambores y mis mujeres que se prestan para setearnos a todos estos cabrones. Aquí nadie chotea y me tienen bajo investigaciones los del Fura y la DEA. Y las cortas todas son lebrones, todas son 23. La cara de mi mujer en la espalda me la tatué. Pero a mí sin cojones por el disco que acabo de grabar ya me dieron 15 millones. Brr.
Ass up, face down.
Manuel.
Yes. Ass up, face down.
Mira, ahí me falló lo intocable, ¿oíste, cabrón?
Ass up, face down.
Papi, tú me dices que hay que empatar menos, ahí el vamos para ir lo estropeamos.
Ass up, face down.
Face down, face down, face down.
Family ties. Hey, yo, Dre.
back to normal. Everything back to normal. La familia. Ass up, face down.
Face down, face down, face down, face down, face down, face down, face down. Words I like to live by. Ass up, face down. It's treated me so well over the years to live by that.
Oh, my God.
I implore you all, if you have not experienced the joy of ass up, face down, you haven't lived yet.
Who the hell?
1016.
Who the hell wouldn't?
Hey, man. Hey, water got to find its own level, right? You don't know what people are experiencing at their own rate out here nowadays.
Okay.
914-219-0866 is the number to dial. We are back. We're going to bring this, tuck this bitch to bed after this segment right here. So, all right. I'm going to say this about the Texas shit. You know, we're not just fucking, you know, insensitive, arrogant, sucks to be you type of fucking panel over here. Like, we have compassion for the human experience. We know what it's like. Like, when we, water got cut off of us before because we missed the motherfucking bill, nigga. Like, it wasn't because of no damn snowstorm. You know what I mean? We made it work still. We're not saying that, you know, you guys should pull up yourself by your own bootstraps or whatever like that. We're not being that insensitive. But I will say this. The amount of response that has been afforded to Texas during this time is fucking amazing. Because I didn't think FEMA or whatever the governmental agencies had it in them to respond to such disastrous consequence circumstances at the rate that they have. I'm amazed. I'm almost offended at the response time. Not to say that everybody is back up and running to the way shit was January 15th for them. You dig what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's back to the ebb and flow of reality, the way of what they know. But what I'm saying is, goddamn, they trying hard to get them niggas back online. Sooner than later. Okay? And if my memory recalls, when there was a fuck-up, or not a fuck-up, but just a reverting of plans at the Detroit water plant where they switched back from or to the Detroit reservoir, whatever it was like that, one of those reservoirs out there, their water was fucked for niggas was getting straight sewage and sludge into
no
their
shit.
Faucet. And nobody did nothing about it for 5 years. You heard what I said?
It's all about who you know. It's all about who you know. Let me tell you.
Years.
It's a long time. And
that's a long time to have clean running water.
That's
poisonous
water.
DNA altering water. DNA altering water. Poisoning water.
5 years. Now, thank God there was only 12 deaths that was reported directly related to the water.
You talking about Flint?
Yeah.
Children's DNA will forever be altered.
This is like almost like right. The Hills Have Eyes type shit with the water version.
Yeah, I know the reason why the Texas stuff is going on. Is they was in the middle of trying to do their succession shit. They're trying to secede from the union.
Right.
They're just having talks about it. Like that week.
Right.
Google it. They're trying.
I'll look that up. I had no idea.
Now,
look at the audacity.
Niggas
do,
who don't want shit to do with the U.S. get top
right.
of the line help when they go through some shit. It's not because
they
they're trying to get
choice.
Them back online. It's because they're trying to get them dependent on them niggas.
Right. They're trying to squeeze them. So,
Yes, they're trying to succeed from the union. Okay. And it's gotten so bad that it's broken. It's been broken down by counties, right? So, like, there's counties that are on board, and there are counties that are not. There's a clear division in Texas, and it's so convenient that a place that hasn't seen more than an inch of snow in 30 or 40 years has now gotten 8, 9, some places almost a foot.
It'd be a cold day in Texas before we don't succeed. Okay.
Yep. Yep. And they said, oh, Mr. Hart. Mr. Hart.
Hey, you're on. Hey, Harp, you're on. You're
right,
on.
You're on. Right. Stage left. Let's go.
And y'all know our buddy China. You know our buddy China just released a weather altering UAV drone like yesterday or something.
Yo, fam, niggas is really taking this whole Space Force shit for a joke. Niggas is playing with the elements from above your pay grade of view. So
Your thought grade.
Your
nigga.
Thought grade. Like, you can't even process.
Niggas still don't believe they can change the weather. People
right,
still put weather modification under conspiracy theory. It's in the fucking news. Niggas even even there. Nigga, not
it's in every reputable source that you could find
information.
Your facts to back up the reason why you believe what you believe that we do.
Yeah.
It's in the same source. We're not making this up. There's fucking almost 20 stations around the globe with this Harp machine. We can't make this up.
That's pretty
and
clear.
For people to just continue to just sit there and deny, it's, yo, straight up, I haven't, thank you for not posting
yo,
the
conspiracy bit. Theory is Area 51, bro. It's shit like that.
Nigga.
And even that's
yo,
coming out in the news.
Remember we had a conversation. Remember we had a conversation about a month ago. We said what the real pandemic is? Cognitive dissonance, nigga.
Yeah.
That's the real pandemic.
Yeah. The real
and
pandemic.
Thank you for not posting it because I didn't get to it yet. But I'm going to get to it. I'm going to put, but that's the real pandemic right now. It's like this shit is right there in plain sight for you to see, but you refuse to acknowledge that it's
contagion.
Even there. Because it's damning to your argument. It's damning to
you're
your narrative,
Texas.
To your belief system. I mean, what the fuck? They got the
weren't they doing something the
right
same
there
week?
At the top of the fucking country. Where you say was the... It's just like in North South Dakota or something like that.
What's that?
Then it should,
the, one of
and
the
thing is,
stations.
It wasn't the weather
last
that
show.
Shut the power.
Oh, my bad. Oh yeah. So they have 3 locations across the top of the U.S. and then they have 2 locations at the bottom of the U.S. And I mean you can clearly see, you know,
that's all jet stream. That,
yeah.
I mean, that's simple.
Right.
It's simple.
It's
simple meteorology. If you know how the currents play coming from the Gulf, why would they have it at the bottom of the fucking country? All
right?
If you know how the air currents play.
Yeah, I know the weather isn't what knocks the power out.
Coming from the mountains
right.
off of Canada. Why?
The weather is what
y'all
now?
Know that the weather didn't knock the power out. It was decided that the power be turned off.
Right, to prevent. Right.
Oh, yeah,
right.
No. We never equated that. Today. Yeah, no, we knew that. Yeah, we're not being talked about
they,
it, but
no,
they, you were aware.
No, but no, a lot of people believe when you hear water, power, out, snowstorm, if you're not told that, you naturally think that, well, it happened because of the storm. But when you add the fact in there that, no, this was a decision that was made by people who are leaving to go on vacation, i.e. Ted Cruz, it's it's kind of interesting. It's kind of fucked up.
To that point, what they did was, because they knew that they didn't have enough in the reserves to handle that cold weather. All right, that's what I was talking about on the last show, is that how electricity works is they set you a budget. They know how much your household uses now. They know what you use, and they know what you're going to use based on the weather pattern. If it's going to be an abnormally cold year, they expect you to raise your, you know, about 5%. They have already purchased enough energy to produce to keep your household under the same budget. So when you have an event like 50 degrees below normal temperature, what do you think is about to happen? When you cut the electricity, what's going to happen to the pipes? They're going to bust. What's going to happen to the people? They're going to die. What's going to happen to the, you know, people who have oxygen, people who are in the ICU? I mean, all these different things, right? Like all these, you know, as they say, kind of like with COVID, it's going to kill off all the bloodsuckers, right? Like people who are on Medicaid, people who have very chronic disease, people who have, you know, all these things that are going on, right? So you're going to tell me you don't want to give me that money? I'm trying to offer you a power grid. You don't want to give me that money? You want to put that money in your pocket? All right, go ahead. Mr. Heart Machine. Mr. Heart?
Yeah, you're on.
You need to make a phone call to Texas. Yeah, you're on. You need to make a call down to Texas.
And then you got to think, like, it's not like the power, like, it's a money thing. It's not like the power's not there. I don't really understand that concept, because at the end of the day, in the summertime,
bruh,
they would be using that same power for ACs.
Bro, I know. That's exactly the point. That is exactly the point. They pre-purchase and pre-produce this energy. And even if they can't produce it on a nuclear level,
I don't get the production part. That's what I got to go look up when they say produce the energy. I think it's just at an energy plant. Like, what's used is what's used. Like where does the electricity come from?
You charge niggas accordingly. You charge them accordingly.
But they can.
Yeah, you charge what's used. It's not like you make it.
No, listen.
You know what I'm saying?
You can store energy, okay? You can literally store energy. They use it. That's how when they put these things in rivers and streams and lakes and shit like that, they're taking that energy and it's going, it's just like turbine energy, right? It goes to a conductor box that stores that energy, and then as it's needed, it gets produced out. That's how wind energy works. That's why the turbines aren't the part that costs the most. It's the storage of the electricity that turbine creates. They can create energy, trust me. That's why they did away with nuclear energy, or they're trying to do away with nuclear energy, because it's so bad on the environment. But they can store energy, son. And if they can't, and if they don't have the equipment to actually store it, what they can do is they can continuously, as long as it's flowing water on Earth, they will always have energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, we got 1 minute left in the show. So we're going to get out of here on this note, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you guys on Monday. And you guys get ready for the 200th episode that's going to be airing in about a week and change. Y'all go catch the rest of Snowfall in the second episode that comes out at 11. We're going to get back to y'all on that on Monday. Where Snowfall ranks only 3 seasons in with crime sagas that we've been a part of growing up over the years. Because this is a great fucking series. I'm out of here. We out of here. Watch the rest of Snowfall. Get back to us on Monday. We'll see y'all then. Peace.
Trying to catch the beat. I'm trying to catch the beat. I'm trying to catch the beat. I'm trying to catch the beat. Throw your motherfucking hand.
Get on high.
All the girls pass the weed to your motherfucking man.
Get on high.
Now I ain't never tell you to put down your hand. And if you're losing your high, then smoke again.
Keep them high.
Nah. My flow is in the pocket like Wallace. I got the bounce like hydraulics. I can't call it. I got the swirl like alcohol. My freshman year, I was going through hella problems. Still, I bit up the nerve to drop my ass up out of call.
lit. My teacher said I'm the loser. I told her, why don't you kill me? I give a fuck if you feel me. I'm gonna follow my heart. And if you follow the charts or the plaques or the stacks, you ain't gotta guess who's back. You see, I'm so shy that you thought I was bashful. But this bastard's flow will bash your skull. And I will cut your girl like past the troll. And I don't usually smoke but past the droll. And I won't give you that money that you asking for. Why you think me and Dame cool? We assholes. That's why we hear your music getting fast forward. Cause we don't wanna hear that weak shit no more.
Throw your motherfucking hand.
Get them high.
All the girls pass the weed to your motherfucking man.
Get them high.
Now I ain't never tell you to put down your hand.
Keep them high.
And if you're losing your high, then smoke again.
Keep them high.
Now who the hell is this? Emailing me at 11:26, telling me that she's...